This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
You have to be strong in today's world.
Strong.
Keep your focus.
Got the nerve, lash out for your just desserts. It's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth. I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheap just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Sharpton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. No, what I'm talking about.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Monday, October 3rd edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. And of course, you know, I got a special edition for you today. We got a good conversation. We have the last time we had a conversation with Abaco. It was a good one. We're going to continue the conversation as Monday. I got Roscoe Thompson in the building. And of course, we may have some folks chiming in from Abaco as well via the Zoom. But we're going to have a great conversation. We're going to get to that in short order. But like I said, we got to jump on in. And I want to make sure you're in a good place so we can have a good conversation. So, you know, I got to hook you up with that brain teaser. All right? Yep. You know, leave the work stress at work. Enjoy that school run. Get home, you know, maintain, sustained, and entertained, and hopefully you could have a good conversation. We could put ourselves in a better position than we were when we came into it. Because Lord knows, coming in off the weekend, oh, Lord. Now, Mr. Producer, I want you to look out. I know we're going to have we got a couple of people joining us today from Abaco. All right, so I want you to look out for the president of the Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Gregory, right? All right, and then we got Miss Lovely Reckley. She's going to join in as well. So look out for them. We'll be getting to them in short order, in rather quick order. But like I said, got to make sure you're in a good place. Got to make sure the mind's percolating. So you got your brain teaser. We're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes and Dunkin' Coupons. All right? And here's your teaser. All right? This is a good one for you, too. And you should be able to get this quick, okay? So I want to jumpstart your brain on a Monday. So I'm making this too hard on a Monday. On Tuesday, Wednesday, we're going to toughen it up a little bit. All right. And you know how to chime in. Phone lines are open. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. And don't forget, you just got bumped up. BTC bundled fiber customers enjoy up to 3x the speed increase for free. Your internet speed just went up to 300 MPBs, all right? So nothing to do, just keep doing you. BTC, check out that new bundle, all right? It is off the chain and it is super fast. All right, you can also check us out on Cable 969, BTC Flow Channel 612, and stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. All right. You got between now and the news and the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. Here we go. What has cities but no houses? Forest but no trees? Water but no fish? What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. What is it? What has cities but no houses? Forest but no trees? Water but no fish? Go. That's your brain teaser. And while you do that, I'm going to slide up into the headliners. Who are what's making headlines throughout the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And new arrivals in stock right now at both Fine Thread locations. All right? Talbot Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both locations, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Waiting to take care of you. All right? And check them out online. FineThreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations, like I said. And like I said, new arrivals in stock right now, so be sure to check them out. All right, here we go. No. Boy, listen here. Listen here, boy. All right, let me tell you, I am very impressed today. I am very, very, very impressed because listen, I told you I was going to make it easy, right? But all of y'all chiming in, and now what are we going to go through? We're going to go through this. Who got it in first? Well, I can tell you, for all of y'all who Googled it, if you said a map, you are absolutely right. All 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 of you who chimed in. But I'm looking at the phone, and I see the very first one that chimed in. So I will be texting you right now. And you can send me your information, but we do have a winner. It is a map. So I'm glad we got that out of the way. And we'll do it again tomorrow. Now, let's check out the headliners. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Okay, you want to show off now and say you didn't Google, but guess what? Even if you didn't Google, you didn't get in fast enough. That's that. That one over. All right, let's check out some of these headlines. Very somber one to start with. Woman 19 shot to death. And this, listen, people. When I tell you we had a macabre, grisly weekend, this is, I mean, if you told me 20 years ago, if you asked me, Naughty, would a 19-year-old woman be shot to death out at Fish Fry? Would a man be axed to death and his attacker killed by the police? I told you, we're in NASA? No, sir. Boy, I would have been dead wrong. Victim was an Iraqi woman, 19, shot to death, story by Jasper Ward. A 19-year-old graduate of Anatol Rogers High School was yesterday identified as the woman police said was shot and killed at Iraqi around 1:45 a.m. By a male wearing a hooded jacket. Candace Clark was murdered 3 weeks before her 20th birthday. Her best friend, Alejandra Feliz, told the Nassau Guardian. Now, police said the victim was with another woman when the assailant approached her and shot her multiple times before fleeing the scene. Now, you can read more on that, but that's a very sad situation there. And then, man axed to death, attacker killed by police. A man was axed to death last night during a fight with another man off Kenilworth Street off Mount Royal Avenue, police said. When officers arrived at the scene, they met the victim lying in the road and a man standing over him wielding an axe attempting to chop him again. Chief Superintendent Kristen Skimmings reported the details of the incident. At this time, I want to make an appeal to members of the great Commonwealth of the Bahamas that conflicts are inevitable. Conflicts will arise. There is no escaping conflict. However, there are some measures that you can take to prevent the conflict from escalating. Stop and think before you act. This is the 103rd murder of the year. So here we are. What say you, my people? Here we are. 103 murders for the year. Back in August, the commissioner of police, a little robust when he was at Rotary, saying it's at 85 right now, and I got this. We won't hit 100. Well, we hit 100 and some change right now. What are we going to do about it? You all got to get involved in this. All hands on deck for this one. Police, parental, society, all right? Communities, We need the church involved. Everybody, all hands on deck. These are the seeds we sowed 20 years ago, 30 years ago. These are the chickens, them coming home to roost. We knew this day was coming. So let's figure out what we're going to do, how we make a way forward. It's going to be beneficial to everybody. And we rein ourselves back in because we've gone in multiple different directions and they're not good people. We're spiraling. Time to pump the brakes and get it together. Rein it in. I mean, two of the major headlines, murder and gruesome, grisly murder. So obviously, you know, we have issues with conflict resolution. We do. But anyway, I digress. That's the headline. Some of the headlines blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views and Matters since 1844. So yes, chime on in via the text lines. Let me know how you feel on them. But we're going to slide now into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. John reminds you that in addition to your fast fashions, your workwear, your new arrivals every Monday and Tuesday, all of your kids' footwear, they now have home appliances as well. Small home appliances and cookware available for you at both John's locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta. Be sure to check both locations out today. All right, let me check the text lines real quick. Naughty, can you please tell the police Western Division we in South Ocean need more of their patrolling, especially at night? Please, 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 Naughty, please. All right, well, making an appeal to my loyal, brave members of the Royal Bahamas Police Force, the men and women of the Western District. I would take that would be Cable Beach, the airport station, Lyford Key, Mount Pleasant, and any stations in those areas, Carmichael, Carl Harbor, all of those, in those Western areas. Please, let's pay attention. We have residents crying out in those areas for more protection. And I think that's very valid. All right. Let's take a quick break right now, Mr. Producer. On the flip side of the break, we're going to get into the buzz. Like I said, continue the buzz. Brought to you by John Shoes. And we'll be talking to Abaco. Everybody's going to chime in. And boy, I see something jumping out of the pages of the business section of The Guardian today. My good friend Chester Robards. Decision needed on the SERZ, the SERZ extension. And this coming from the Abaco Chamber of Commerce. And we're going to have our president, Madam President of the Abaco Chamber of Commerce, on live with us right after the break. We'll have a great conversation. And for some reason, I want to hear where we're at. And I got my fingers crossed. I'm hoping I hear something different that I have not been hearing for the last 9 months when it comes to Abaco. All right? I'm hoping the red tape could be gone and there would be sunshine and light at the end of the tunnel. But for some reason, I don't know. Maybe the Grinch gonna pop up and steal that from me. So we'll see what's going on the flip side of the break. We're talking Abaco. Roscoe Thompson is live with us in studio. We'll definitely be chiming in with Abaco as well. So all of that's coming up on the flip side of the break. The Monday, October 3rd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Wait, why you look so mashed up? Like clothes at the washer?
No, wait. Just a hard day. Wait.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave his boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know who you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Whether you like it hot, or you enjoy being original, Bell. KFC has the only chicken sandwiches with attitude, featuring 100% extra large white meat chicken fillets for 100% flavor. Enjoy the famous flavor of KFC 11 herbs and spices in the KFC Original Recipe Burger. Or take the heat up a notch with a spicy fillet with our KFC Kentucky Deluxe Sandwich. And for a limited time, enjoy your favorite sandwich with fries for only $7. That's how it's done. KFC Nassau, it's finger licking good.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Center, South America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
The Monday, October 3rd edition of Talking Heads continues right now, and we're going to continue the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes, but I guess from Albuquerque. Let me just check the text lines real quick. Naughty until the guns are turned at the politicians, nothing will be done because it don't affect them. Our politicians think that traveling and dealing with everyone else's problem is governance. Who the hell knows what carbon credits is? Well, I do, and we should know what they are because they're quite valuable, but I get your point in this regard. But that's what has our PM captivated, not murders. I get it. A very valid point. And then when you look here, this one right here, I ain't gonna lie. Naughty, I'm 45 going on 46, and I have lived in the USA, Freeport, Nassau. I visited Canada and other places around the world. I have yet to see an axe, let alone an axe in someone's house or a car or even in their hands. What the hell was that man doing? Where you get an axe from to kill that man? That's what we've evolved to. In 2022, the chickens have come home to roost. All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick, and then we got to get to Abaco. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? We got to be quick because I got my guest from Abaco. What's going on?
Naughty, I'll be real quick.
Hey, how you doing, man?
You know what any carbon credit is, and solar panels, them, and FTX and FX Pro and all them good things. Nobody know what them, man. So let's move on. Let's talk about the cost of fast food. You see, those things that nobody don't know nothing about are the things that make this country stupid rich.
But we don't capitalize and maximize the potential of this country to make all of us super rich because there's enough to go around.
Who's we? Speaking for yourself, hey, because there are many people that are capitalizing. A lot of them ain't local, though.
No. When I say we, Graham, I mean we as a nation, we as a country, we as an entity, as an all-encompassing statement. I don't mean just me.
For sure. Now, listen. I see the Bahamian culture change to carrying on like them fire department people with axe. Is that what it is? But the most scary thing is what happened down there by the fish fry. You see, when you carry on like the Joker and the Riddler, the U.S. Embassy usually issues a travel advisory. And when they tell people don't get off the boat and go to the fish fry, who loses then?
We ain't going to make no money.
The locals and, of course, the modern Bahamian that is working on the stalls. See, they don't even understand. They're hurting themselves. But that's cool. Only one thing messes up tourism. Crime.
You know that.
And so you ready to fix the Bahamas? You need to carry on like your boy, Che Guevara and Castro. See you later.
Boy, listen to Graham getting fired up today. Stop it. Take it easy to thanks. You know, you want to cause a problem now. Okay? Take it easy, Graham. have that coffee on your scooter, you know? Always good to have from ground. The ground making sense, you know? You know, a lot of times you get on the situation, you know, like Graham says, because you talk about things that are unfamiliar, but they're quite valuable. And that's why we have to make sure that when we deal with carbon credits, that the right people deal with it as far as the management of said carbon credits. But I digress, because like I said, we got Abaco in the house today, and my good friend Roscoe Thompson. Roscoe, how are you? Good to see you.
Good to see you too, my friend. How you doing?
I'm good. I'd be better if you all tell me we got some good news out of Abaco. Mr. Producer, do we have Mr. Gregory, and do we have Ms. Reckley on the line? Ladies, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm here. Thanks for having us.
And, well, I'm so glad to talk to you because I'll be honest with you. We need to talk to you, Madam President. I see you making big headlines today. I'm looking in the paper and I said, listen here. Look at my show contributors doing big things with Chester Robards and The Guardian. But let me know what's going on because I saw the article today. And obviously, as the president of the Abaco Chamber of Commerce, you know, please let us know, Daphne, Mr. Gregory, what's really going on down there, especially with the SIRS and everything else. Please, let's have a, you know, an in-depth breakdown of that, please.
I wish I could tell you what was going on. I know what's not going on.
Well, tell us what's not going on then.
What's not going on is we're not getting any definitive response from the government on the SIRS order. Will they extend it or won't they extend it? That's what's not going on, and that's what needs to be going on.
It's funny how they won't give us an answer for the past 2 years, and especially a definitive answer from the previous president, you know, writing letters in, and now you, and even with local government asking, it's dumbfounding how the government's treating us, and now seeing what Ian has done to the west coast of Florida, and I pray for the people of Florida and what they went through. But does a government realize the impact that will now have on the recovery of Abaco, where we are still far behind?
I mean, my question still would be, as I watched Ian go through Florida and head up to North Carolina and South Carolina, my God, every time I talk to Abaco, one big glaring detail that we always talk about every week is that the hurricane shelter is not even up to foundation. Where, God forbid, what would Abaco do if Ian bore down on us or something that magnitude again? You thought, I mean,
Providence do. If Ian bore down on you, Providence.
Where? Exactly.
Impress 1,000 people go.
And we discussed that before, and yeah, the best two options would be Abaco and Freeport, but they don't want to bring them up to snuff, God forbid, in case something went wrong. And then if Nassau gets shut down, you think we got red tape now. If New Providence gets shut down, you think there's red tape. Lost.
I don't know if you can comment on this, but I am at a loss because, fortunately for me, I live off grid, so I don't have this problem. But it seems like every day now, in the chats, the various chats around Abaco, people are complaining that the power is off. What's up with that?
Miss Daphne, that would be a good question. I know I've been off island for the past couple of days, but maybe Miss Reckley might be able to shed some light on if she's on air. I do know at one time they were having issues with the pumps out at the Wilson City Power Station. I don't know if that was the problem or if they were doing some upgrades throughout the town. I know Hopetown and a lot of the Keys have been complaining recently with the power outages for quite a while.
Whether it's June, you know, they give notices to the places where the power's going to be off. But sometimes the whole thing is off. Because you leave Marshall, you go to Treasure Key, they don't have any electricity. And the people down north and south complain, they don't have any electricity. So we really don't know What is going on with that?
I mean, my thing is, I wish the people in Abaco had some sort of idea to know where it's going. I mean, I wish I could help, but I mean, I'm more lost than you guys. We're here in New Providence, and we can only go on the information that we're getting, but how can it be that you have a situation where Abaco is in full recovery mode still, going on 3 years, and we now have intermittent power outages? And the greatest thing is, oh, we got a warning or an alert so we can prepare for when the power could be out. That's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, but at least in the past 2 years, at least BPL has been, and I have to give Mr. Green credit, at least he in that part has notified the public in that regards. That does not make it okay, but at least he's been giving us a heads up.
No, and I appreciate that considering the situation. But my point, the bigger picture, Roscoe, is why in the heck after 3 years we haven't got this ish right? And come on.
Well, think about it. Mr. Gregory and Ms. Reckley can say we have 48 megawatts of power out there at Wilson Power Station. 48 megawatts can run Abaco twice over. At our greatest peak, Mr. Gregory, I think we were running during the highest peak season before Dorian was, I think, 22.2 megawatts at the highest time. And I'm still lost and dumbfounded how we are still having issues with our power situation in Abaco. And Mr. Gregory, I wish, or Daphne, as I know you, I wish I lived off the grid, because then I wouldn't have to worry about BPL.
No, and listen, I'll be honest with you. This is a prime example why we have to get serious. And like the Texas is saying right now, I got a text to chime in. Until we get serious about renewable energy and stop being slaves to the oil lobbies, nothing is going to change. And that is it. We need to be on renewable energy. There's so many options for us to go green. We got solar energy. We got hydroponic energy. We got wind energy. I mean, there are so many options.
Who cares? The government who will implement these things. And we as a people now have to let them know we are tired. We're not only tired, but we're sick and tired. And we had enough of their foolishness. Because everyone do the same thing.
Well, lovely, if I might say, you know, we might have a government that cares. You know, they all come into power saying that they care. Of course they care.
Yeah, Ms. Daphne, they care. They care about themselves and their agenda.
Care for themselves. But
the problem is we have yet to have a government that is proactive, that thinks outside of the box, that will let themselves get outside of their little boxes and get the right people in to advise on how to be sustainable. They're talking about food security. We need to be sustainable in every sense of the word, not just food. Well, we can't live without food, but I mean, food, but power. Why didn't we take the opportunity? We had to put all new poles. I mean, and I commend, okay, BPL, they had a mammoth job after Hurricane Dorian, because every single, and those poles were so big, I thought they'd never go down. The power of the forces of that wind to knock those big poles down was amazing. But why did we not put up solar-powered streetlights? You know, start somewhere.
They did.
The government needs.
They did. Most of the streetlights, I will say this to Mr. Green and BPL, most of the streetlights are solar powered. Some of them are still connected through the wires, but most of the streetlights in Spring City, Marsh Harbor, Dundas Town, and Murphy Town are solar powered. The problem with that is they are not bright enough.
Ah, well, I'm happy to hear that, Roscoe, because I didn't know that.
Yes.
So the lights, the street lights on the main corridor going north and going south, those aren't solar powered, are they?
That I cannot answer. I do know about Marsh Harbor, Spring City, and Dundas and Murphytown. Most of them are solar-powered streetlights.
Okay, okay. That's good to know.
I want to change the subject a little bit and talk about the healthcare system down here. I had an accident on Friday evening, and all of the private doctors are closed. Couldn't get anybody. So I had to go to the government clinic. Got into the government clinic. Now, the staff is excellent. They did a beautiful job. But the thing about this is they did not have anything inside that clinic to put on a temporary cast until they could leave the island and go into Freeport. They have x-ray machine, but they don't have any technician. They have a pharmacy, but no pharmacist. In fact, they don't have any medication in the clinic because they say the government won't pay their bill.
So what?
They don't have anything to work with.
Oh,
so
my God.
Serious.
I hope
and
you're...
This is the government. This is the mini hospital.
But what if people need medication in an emergency situation and they need their medicine? So prescriptions can get filled. If you see a doctor and they prescribe you medication...
Miss Reckley, I hope that your arm is doing a lot better. I know that you did tell me you ended up breaking your arm. And that is something that is sad from when we had the old government clinic there in Marsh Harbor. We had an x-ray machine in there from that time. And it's amazing that 10 years later, we still cannot take an x-ray at a government clinic.
But no technician, anybody tried the station? No.
That's the sad part.
I had to wait until the next day, and then they said, you need in 48 hours. If you have a...
Hello? You still there, Ms. Reckley?
You need to get to a specialist in 48 hours to get it, you know? Yes. Hello?
You still there? I mean, I think it is breaking up a little bit, but I can still hear you. Can you still hear us?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you.
So now, in addition to the red tape, we have issues with the healthcare down there. We have issues with the mini hospital and the prescriptions. We got intermittent power going on. Yes. No fault of BPL. They're trying their best, so I'm understanding. So I don't want to feel like I'm beating up on them, but they're working with the best that they have. Obviously, if they're... You know, this comes from higher up. So if higher up on the totem pole and the pay grade would do what they need to do, I'm thinking they would get what they need to get down there in Abaco to facilitate what you guys need. I mean, I got some texts coming in. Naughty, the truth is no government would help Freeport and Abaco. None seem to ever want to check for those two family islands. The government cares about outer islands, doesn't care about outer islands. The only island they care about is Paradise Island. Freeport been going on recovery for over 30 years. Here's another one. Government's not going to go with renewable energy. Guess why? They own and have shares in all the oil companies, which is very true. They just connect the dots and follow the money.
That's right.
In addition to that,
Naughty,
it is truly a crying shame that we continue to hear week after week when you talk to Abaco the same situation and nothing has moved. But please try to shed some light on other islands. Naughty, there's no water in Cripple Hill, Crooked Island. No power, no results for Abaco. Sorry, nothing is going to happen for them. Nothing is going to happen for us. And it seems like nothing's going to happen for Freeport. But condos on the Western Strip is considered property tax exempt. Go check it out. You see?
Tax exempt? For what reason?
All of the islands are bleeding.
I mean... I'll be honest with you. At some point, there's only so much that I expect Abaco to go through before people just start doing what they need to do and rebuilding on their own. You know,
and that's the problem.
And Abaconians, not to cut you off, Ms. Daphne, real quick, from all I know is from my experience with my Abaco family, but my Abaco friends, you're all some industrious, get it done kind of people. Move the red tape, we'll fix our own stuff. We just need. Point us in the direction, and we'll handle it. But why I don't understand is such the goalposts keep moving for Abaco, the hurdles keep getting putting up, and people fail to realize when you look at the bottom line, the bottom dollar line, Abaco generates a lot of money for this country.
Miss Stafford,
that's right.
think about it. You remember before Dorian, Abaco was the second grossing economy in the Bahamas besides Nassau. And this is what I've always said for the past 3 years. Get Abaco up and going again. Get Abaco in full force. Remove the red tape. Allow the Abaconians to get back to where they were. And then you have your second grossing economy again. Get Eastern Shores. Allow those second homeowners to get water out there so they could start rebuilding. That's a trickle-down effect for our economy. Pelican Shore roads, get them fixed. Not just Pelican Shore, Marsh Harbor, Dundas and Murphytown. The whole of Central Abaco needs to be redone. And this was a prime opportunity for the governments to start off from square one and redo it right. Right now, my biggest complaint in Marsh Harbor is getting the drains cleaned. That is Ministry of Works responsibility. But now the township has to go and look for somebody to clean out the drains. Why should the township have to pay somebody when that is part of Ministry of Works, which falls under the minister, Alfred Sears? Richard Bruno is no longer there, but he laid a map out with all the drains of Marsh Harbor that needed to be dealt with and addressed. And over the past 3 days, all that rain that they had in Abaco, I got pictures of and complaints of the water not being able to drain out of the town fast enough. So it's really disheartening to me to hear this. And there's only so much that local government can do. And I will say this on the air, and I think I've said it before. The people, listen to me carefully. Marsh Harbor Spring City Township's budget is $284,000 a year. That is for garbage and maintenance of the roads and the street cleanups. 90% of our budget goes to garbage collections and road verges. Take that in.
Wow. Naughty, it's time we understand, like North Andres, that Lovey Road was paved because Andres people got together and did not license the vehicles.
Abaco did that at one time, too. No tar, no tax.
Yeah. All right. What we need to do is take a quick break, and on the flip side of the break, we're going to get to the news. And right out of the news, we'll continue the conversation with Abaco. I got some questions for Mr. Gregory. I also got some questions for Ms. Reckley. Roscoe, I got a couple for you as well. And we'll wrap things up with Abaco and we'll get to the sports, all right? But like I said, it is a Monday edition. We are talking Abaco like we do each and every Monday. And my God, we've been blessed to make this transition with great sponsorship, great support from the listeners. And for 9 months, we've been talking Abaco from when I first started, Roscoe. And my God, not a darn thing changed since we got in. Not for all of us trying and trying not to get the word out and so on and so forth and agitate. But my God, 9 months just to get some simple paperwork out of the way?
And trust me, I could bring more people on than Miss Reckley and Mr. Gregory. There are other Bahamians out there in Abaco that would be more than happy to come on and speak. And I know
we need to do that.
And I know we've talked about that
because
before.
Because the squeakiest wheel, the loudest wheel, gets the most oil.
Well, we've been speaking a lot, but it seems like we ain't been getting grease.
We got to get creative on this, man, because, you know, it's far too long, and we're in the middle of hurricane season. We'll pick up the conversation with Abaco, wrap things up right after the news on the Monday, October 3rd edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Opa! Burger King NASA is bringing you the fresh Greek flavors you love done the BK way. Come and enjoy the new Greek Whopper with a delicious combination of tzatziki sauce, feta cheese, red onions, and refreshing cucumber on our signature flame-grilled patty. Or go Greek with a plant-based Whopper or crispy chicken sandwich. All three delicious sandwiches are topped off with lettuce and tomatoes and made the Burger King way. Bring your friends and experience the Greek Whopper lineup at BK NASA, where taste is king.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year!
Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, come play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game, so put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, they've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
With Nazi is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, the Monday, October 3rd edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We'll get to the sports in short order. I know Purdy's going to chime in about 5:15, 5:20 or so because we're wrapping up with Abaco right now. But a couple of questions that I have for you out of the break, and all of you chime in on it. But I got a text and Naughty, ask your guest in Abaco how they feel about being an independent Abaco. Or being part of the USA like Puerto Rico. And I'm not being funny, and I'm not trying to be facetious. I think it is a genuine question. What saith you all on that? All right, Tex, I think that's not going to happen.
We tried that many years ago. I just don't think the Bahamas is going to let go of a an island like ours that generates the income that it used
but,
to.
But my thing is, why has it gotten and deteriorated so that even if people are being facetious, they put it out there like that? Because obviously, Abaco should not be where it is after 3 years. I mean, come on, let's be totally bare bones on it. The past administration had some shortcomings, but they did X, Y, and Z. This administration has come in now, and I hate to say it, but in the 9 months that we've been covering this thing, it's gone from bad to worse. It's more confusing and more red tape and more webs and more hurdles and more moving goalposts than one could imagine.
Because, like I always say, none of them is doing anything about this island. They have shown that they have no interest, and they've shown that they're not going to do anything about this island. So I said to the people, we the people need to rise up and let them know we had enough, and you don't just talk it. You have to do stuff and show them we had enough of their foolishness.
Listen, I don't think this is a time for us to be divided. This is a time for us to be united. There's craziness going on in the world, war everywhere, okay? We need to unite. What we want for Abaco is what should be the same for all islands. We don't want anything more for us than any other island. We just want a fair opportunity.
That's okay? All we want.
We want to be able to provide for the other islands. We have been financing the development of other islands. We want to continue to be able to contribute and finance towards the development of other islands. Okay, we need to unite, and we need our Nassuvian brothers and sisters to stand behind us, not ask us to be divided and separated.
I think that ties into the fact that this always, these kind of things always take a political tone. And yeah, we have to deal with the politics of it. But like you say, Ms. Daphne, you gotta back up and be able to say, okay, what are the solutions that of all of us to come together on to get us where we need to be? And I think Abaco everybody needs to take a step back, take a breath, and they need to listen to Abaconians on how Abaco needs to get where it needs to be. Nobody can express it better than Abaconians.
And Naughty, that is so true. But the problem that we have found out over the last 3 years, Nassau likes to dictate to Abaco what is best for Abaco, rather than coming to the people that are on the ground, the chamber, local government, and getting their input. They are the ones that are on the ground. They are the ones that are they're the ones that know what people are suffering, where the help is needed. But they have always pushed us aside. You know, Miss Daphne could speak on it. Miss Reckley could speak on it. But even the chamber, for years, Ken wrote letters after letters to the central government asking for this and wanting to meet this. And they just kept on. They would not even respond in some instances. So who are your people on the ground? I shouldn't be telling Nassau what they need, but you have Nassau telling Abaco, hey, this is what's going on. We have a laydown site across from Spring City that they are now opening up. And, you know, what's happening there? You know, what's going on? You have the domes that were just, some of it demolished.
See, there's a lot of confusion or information that's being put out. And when it hits here in New Providence, people do have questions. What happened to the domes? What happened to the people that were placed in the domes? Who got the contracts to remove the domes? Where are the domes now? Where is Abaco going forward as far as housing? Because obviously we hear about rebuilding. Well, we can't rebuild if you don't have homes for folks to come in and or lodging. So where are we going? And now I hear, you know, rumors swirling and allegations that a certain, you know, housing company is going to get to come down there and build. And if all the paperwork's left and lifted for them, why can't Abaconians have the paperwork lifted and the red tape lifted and the ease of access made even easier? Y'all are not just asking for this because everything is cool and y'all being entitled. We going from ground zero here trying to rebuild in a 3-year process.
Sorry, but guess what? You know what? We are entitled. Abaconians are entitled to the first opportunity. Where we cannot provide the service, sure, bring in other Bahamian companies.
Right.
But we
right.
have first. We should have the first option.
Amen.
Well, now, Ms. Daphne, I didn't mean for that word entitled to set you off. Now, calm down. But I do understand your point. Yes, Abaconian should have the first right of refusal and be entitled to rebuild because y'all know it better than anybody else. And if you can't get it done, then you will ask for the help you need. I totally get it. I totally agree.
Because we live here. This is a time to build allegiance in our country. None of the things we're talking about have anything to do with politics. And politics shouldn't even enter in these conversations. We are talking about Bahamians. Equal rights for all citizens. Okay?
That's right.
Correct.
I want to throw something out there for you. One of the arguments that I've heard about the Sears concessions and duty and VAT exemptions, to me, I'll put it to you. They say, well, you know, foreigners coming in, buying up property, building, renting, earning an income. Let me just paint this picture for you. I'm a homeowner who also had a business, no insurance, my fault. A foreigner comes in, wants to buy my property. I sell my commercial property because at low value, because I need to have funds to build my home back. Now, if that foreigner doesn't come in and buy that property from me, where am I going to get the funds from? Who giving it to me? And furthermore, if they don't come in, clear the land, rebuild, and provide housing or rental opportunities for our very important visitor base, where's that revenue coming from? We got to stop being so afraid of giving something up. We got to look at where what we're gaining in the long run. Stop being afraid of outside people. How would we survive without outside people?
I think, and you kind of, you know, made a great segue for next week when I have you guys on, because I'm getting a lot of texts and questions about the actual housing situation. So I think we need to go in depth on that next week. Can we do that, guys? Can we get together and have that, you know, as the specific topic next week?
Yeah. And let me
I mean, not just the fact that there is a lack of housing, but how do we get that housing provided? How do we get workers down there for the rebuild? And figure out how some of these statements are being made, that 300 houses are going to go up, and we can't even get, you know.
And see, we need to be careful because, you know, under Ministry of Housing or any subdivision that is developed, something that I just found out recently, they can have, it needs to be publicized, either through, they can have a Zoom meeting, that means that it's been publicized. They can do it in the paper, which means it's being publicized. But what it should be is it should be done in Abaco if it's affecting the residents of Abaco.
Correct.
If it's affecting Sweetings Village, the people of Sweetings Village should have a say. If it's if it's affecting Central Pines, the people of Central Pines should have a say. We're not saying we don't want housing built. But what we're saying is let's do it the right way. Let's get it. Let's get the houses going. Let's get people building. Let's get people back in there. The business side of Abaco, and Mr. Gregory, I think you would agree with me on, is making a great comeback. But the problem that we're finding now is the lack of housing for teachers, police, defense force, and everybody else. And right.
And medical workers as well. All right.
Yeah, many people want to come home, but they don't have any place to come.
All right. So we got to get to the break, but I appreciate you guys for chiming in. Ms. Reckley, I hope your arm feels better.
Thank you.
Make sure when Roscoe get back down there, somebody come give you a little massage or something. You know what I mean?
She done asked me for spicy KFC.
Oh, for God's sake, man. I got you covered, Ms. Reckley. That's what you need? Man, look, I stand in the bucket, man. Don't even watch nothing. I got you covered, all right? And Mr. Greggy, what you want? You want some Dunkin's, eh? To have in the chamber for coffee in the morning?
Hey, don't let me talk your business, buddy.
You be quiet.
Before y'all get me in trouble and people start thinking I'm married no more, I got to correct you.
Oh, yes, please.
Call me Daphne.
All right, Miss Daphne.
I'm a Mrs. De Gregory Miolis, which is way too much for one mouth to say.
You tried toting Zenny Gazalaya, the last of your name, for all your life. Yeah, I know how you feel, girl. Welcome to the club.
And that's my fault, Miss Daphne, for not correcting him on your marriage name to Nick. Sorry, I apologize.
And she might have nicked me, Alice?
That's okay. Nick Miolis.
Miolis, for God's sake, man. Ain't anyway, man. Look here, man. Hey. Don't get me in no problems, okay? Brewski's on me when I hit Abaco. Thank you very much.
Okay. He's a big guy.
I say don't get me in no problems. I know who you're referring to. So anyway, I want to thank you guys for chiming in. But next week, let's have that conversation on housing. If you have some more guests that you want to get on via the Zoom, we can definitely make that happen. But I think we have to keep continuing the conversation about Abaco. It cannot go dormant. It cannot just be put to the back pages. Because when we look up again, we'll be into year four. And I don't want to say that, God forbid. So we need to get it done.
Yeah, thank you, man.
No problem, man. Regards to everybody down there. Y'all be safe. And we will talk next Monday. Thank you so much for making yourselves available every Monday to chime in as well, too. All right, and we're gonna get this done.
And thank you for having us. And thank you for having us on. We appreciate you bringing on Abaco every week to allow us to let the people of the Bahamas know what is still happening in Abaco and what is continuing to happen, and that we still need the help.
Well, you got it right here. You got a platform, and we'll keep pushing it for you, Mr. Producer. Let's get to the break. Roscoe, we'll see you next on Monday, and I want to thank everybody for chiming in. We're going to slide out of the Abaco report, and on the flip side of the break, we're talking football, and we're talking Tuagate. Oh, God. Tuagate. Oh, listen. And yeah, you Miami Dolphin fans, know your roles, shut your mouths. You know why? Because Uncle Naughty told you last week, come this time on Monday, all us was going to be 3-1.
Yeah, but that's because we had an injury. Hey, you ain't got no excuse.
Excuse me, be doing it without...
Hold on.
You ain't talking Abaco no more.
Cowboys is finished.
Hold on. We done won 3 straight. Okay? By the way, we're a backup quarterback, and we can talk about your backup quarterback situation. Now, listen here. There's certain things I will support out of Abaco. All your crazy Dolphins from Abaco, I don't support y'all. Let's go to the break.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the...
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Summer fun has begun, and KFC has a tasty dinner solution that won't break the bank. Enjoy the KFC Great Pick, packed with 4 thighs and 4 leg, fried to golden perfection. Plus your choice of a large mashed potato with gravy or 4 buttery biscuits. Real food for real people, and only for $20. Happiness comes in buckets at KFC. Be happy. Save at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger looking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Monday, October 3rd edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We're talking sports. We're up. into the time of powwow sports. And of course, we set it off with Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well, we're the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. Don't forget happy hours every Wednesday and Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. at Naughty Johnny's. Give them a call, 377-7776. See what they got chefed up and going on for you, all right? Well, we're the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. All right, let's slide on in today in sports history. 1951, CBS TV aired the first coast-to-coast telecast of a prize fight. Yep. It was Dave Sands who defeated Carl Olsen at Soldier Field in Chicago. 1951, the New York Giants won the pennant by beating the Brooklyn Dodgers on a Bobby Thompson bottom of the ninth inning home run. You remember that classic cut right there? I know Pearlie's listening. I know he remembers that Bobby Thompson home run. 1974.
I have no recollection that I was before I was born, I think.
But you told me that you Googled all of the great history of the Dodgers all the way back to Brooklyn. You don't remember that?
I try not to remember that. I had some amnesia. Something happened that knocked out on my
Bobby arm. Thompson was like 112 pounds, man. 112 pounds, but he had a shot. 1974.
The only reason I would remember that, because he had a good last name. That's the only reason.
Boom. Touche. I'll shut up. 1974, Frank Robinson took over the management position of the Cleveland Indians baseball team. He became the first black manager in Major League Baseball. 1989, Art Shell became the first African-American head coach, or black head coach in the modern NFL era when he took over the Los Angeles Raiders. 1985, O.J. Simpson was acquitted of the 1984 murder of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald L. Goldman. Simpson was later found guilty. Right, liable in a civil trial. But today actually was the day he was actually when they made the announcement, you know? Not guilty. And everybody went crazy, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
2001, yep. ESPN began its 10th season of the NHL, National Hockey League coverage. 2001, Barry Bonds of the Giants broke Babe Ruth's Major League single season record for walks at 171. And I give him credit for that because you don't have to, you know, steroids didn't help him get that record. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, right.
2002, the Texas Rangers put John Rocker on waivers for the purpose of his unconditional release. You mean John Racist Rocker? 2004, Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Alcoholic Racist Rocker.
That's, I stand to be corrected, yes. Dale Earnhardt Jr. used a vulgar term during a live post-race television interview with NBC after winning a race in Talladega on October 5th. NASCAR penalized him 10,025 points in the Nextel Cup standings. Sorry, on October 3rd, my bad. And then on this day in 2012, Miguel Cabrera. My boy, I love saying that name. I'm going to be sad when Miggy retires. Miguel Cabrera. He achieved baseball's first triple crown since 1967. He led the league with a .330 average, 44 home runs, and 139 RBIs in the regular season. And that's a wrap on Today in Sports History. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And we're going to slide up into the home court right now. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau and that King's Feast featuring the Greek Whopper. Huh?
No quote of the day.
Oh, I forgot to quote my brother. I'm so sorry. And I know you look forward. You're the purist. I apologize. I don't think you could say we were lucky to win, but I think we were kind of fortunate not to lose. Rodney Harlan, Oklahoma State, after a narrow victory over San Diego State. That's a good way to say it. We weren't lucky to win, but I think we were kind of fortunate not to lose. Oh, boy. All right, but let's have a good look right now, like I say, on the local sports scene real quick. I know the Miami Heat were here over the weekend with their training camp. They're getting ready to get back to the NBA. You know, we got games starting as early as this week as far as the preseason goes. And then I think on the 18th, we go live. And
I may not watch the game until after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, my position being disgruntled, PO'd Laker fan, I may not watch any. But I'm gonna moan and bellyache.
I didn't say Laker game. I didn't say Laker games. I say a game.
Any game, period.
Period.
Yeah, but I can jump straight to the Laker game because you can watch any game. That game would probably be a Laker game.
Yeah.
Okay. So, real quick, Joseph wins the Open Division at the UB Invitational. University of the Bahamas, UB had 700-plus athletes participate in the inaugural UB Cross Country Invitational at the QE Sports Center on Saturday. And, of course, They had one of their very own bring home the top prize. The meet featured races between 1 to 4 kilometers and the open division. And head coach at UB, Edna Rowe, was happy with the great showing from the high school kids, the primary schools, and the clubs. In the open men's division, it was won by UB's Levine Joseph in a time of 13:59. So great success, and glad to see the sport across country coming back and getting active. I've always said we have some excellent distance runners, and we don't really focus on them. If you're a sprinter, we love you. If you're a distance runner, well, everything good. Like I said, he wrapped up the training camp in the Bahamas. That was quite successful. Tomlinson wins title at the Fidelity Opti Nationals, that from sailing. Story by Simba French in today's Guardian. You can check that out. And finally, DeAndre Ayton prepared to put last season behind him. I saw the press conference in Phoenix on Media Day. And listen, I see a totally different DeAndre Ayton. I think he realized how America goes. He realized how quick the situation could turn with his head coach. Head down, focused, ready to go on business. Normally used to be, you know, playful and joking. He got a shock mode going on. Succinct, one-word answers in some cases, getting to the point, answering the big boy questions in regarding the situation with the owner.
Play for the Bahamas. I want to know that.
Yeah, we'll have to ask him that when we get him here on the home court. You know what I mean, Pearly? But right now, he's in Phoenix. He's ready to go. I see some maturation there, and I see a little chip on the shoulder, man. So let's see where it goes. Naughty. Steroids did indirectly help Barry Bonds to get the most walks record because pitchers chose to walk him rather than give up a juiced home run. Technically, you know, when I said I knew somebody was going to chime in with that, yes, you could probably say that, but what happens to the time when the pitcher on his own, for no apparent reason, walked a man? And that happens a lot. But I'm physically saying, you know, with a walk, that didn't enhance his performance. I.e., when he put bat on ball, those steroids enhanced that performance because the ball took off. Steroids didn't make him no faster on the base pass, so they used to still have to pinch run for him from time to time. So, you know, we could go back and forth on it all day, but yes, I will acquiesce to you. Yes, they did indirectly affect him because some people were scared to pitch him. So I'll give you that. Yes, I try to trade property for KFC. I would try to trade property for KFC. Some people don't even trade it for nothing. They just go there and squat on it. I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to trade. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I digress. So, Pearly, you know, let's slide out of the home court. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And we'll get up into what we need to get up into. And you know what that is. That is who's in and who's out.
Go ahead.
All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And I want to have a conversation with you on Tua Gate.
So, before we get to that, let me tell you what I thought was wonderful watching going out. At the end of the, I think the 8th or 9th inning of the St. Louis game.
Oh, okay.
They took Wainwright, Yadier, and Pujols. The three of them walked off the field together so they could get this rousing standing ovation. It was really, really an awesome
Did you shed a tear, you baseball purist? Did one little dribble down the cheek?
That ain't like when Kershaw walked off. Come on, man. Let's get serious now. Come on.
But that's good, man. They took care of Wainwright. They took care of Pujols. And who was the other one?
And Yadier Molina.
Yeah, Yadier. All of them hanging it up this year.
Together, and Yadier and Alberto came in together. Alberto, they came in together.
Right. So that was good. They came in together. And see, that's the kind of stuff, though, when you see in sports, you do have the feel-good moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. That was great. That was nice to see. That was really cool.
They've all had good careers. So you tip the hat to them and you thank them as an organization. You give them that moment. I thought that's classy. That's well done.
Yes, sir.
Now, speaking of not so classy, not so well done, let me just get this out of the way, and then we need to talk to Tua. And I'm not even going to elaborate. I'm not even going to run on. Normally, you know, when the Cowboys lose or something go haywire, Mystery Dolphin will call with his Morton salt in hand, ready to look for the wounds.
Oh, but one of the things I have to say to you, you keep saying, oh, I said 3-1. Yes, you did. What you initially said. You see, this and the 3-1 thing is your soulless, your cop-out, your fallback moment, you initially said, we'll all be 2-1 after Buffalo punching your face, Earl, quote unquote.
Okay, so I was a little premature on that.
After you saw that couldn't happen, no, hold on. After you saw that couldn't happen, your next jump is, we'll all be 3-1. Now, what your next round going to be is, oh, y'all be 3-2 and we'll be 4-1.
Exactly. How you know? How you know so good? How you know so good, Burley? But did I not say today?
I'm eating some really sweet hog plum. Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway.
No, I thought it was crow that you was having a hard time eating.
I mean, last week with Peter on, I kind of talked over him and I kind of fussed him a little bit. And I want to publicly apologize to my friend, even though he's getting me mad. I should have given him an opportunity to say what he had to say. And then next time we're together, I'll allow him to say what he has to say, even if it doesn't make any sense. Even if it's crazy, I'll let him say what he has to say.
But then, you know, Peter could...
I'm the bigger man, Peter. I'm the bigger guy.
No, but listen here. And that's fine, well and good, and I like that, and I've seen that happen, and that's good stuff. But to his credit, you did talk over him a little bit, and I appreciate the apology. But you know, come on, bro, brother, bro, you need to chime in. You know,
that's the father of my godchild.
All that and good too.
I'm the
father of the show, and he need to chime in a little earlier so he can get his word in edgewise, and then we won't have to be fighting over the last 10 minutes to get a point across. But I appreciate the apology. Because he deserves it.
Good man.
Good guy. You know? And he was the only one. He was the only one to pick the Titans over the Colts, too. You know what I mean? But anyway, I digress. Let me get to this point. So here I am, 3-1. Y'all are 3-1. We all good. You know what I'm saying? After the first month of the season, you ain't no better than me. I ain't no better than you. We all good. By God.
Let me tell you your problem with them. Whenever your problem gonna come.
No. Just let me just finish, Pearly. We ain't gotta go there. Let's have a moment. You 3-1, me 3-1. What happened to the mouthy Steeler fan that used to contribute to the show, mate? I don't think we can see him during the rebuild.
He went to Pittsburgh for the game and carried that jinx.
He going there to toad cut monkey in Pittsburgh? That's what happened?
Yes, it was in Pittsburgh.
You mean he watched Zach Wilson goosey them with 14 seconds left? Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, that's funny, but I can't wait till he gets back.
He's got a picture with it in the, you know, where they go to the concession stand, knowing black and gold.
But see, the only good thing,
he said, hey fellas, I'm in Steeler land. I said, okay,
the only good thing down. is he saw Pickens to Pickett. Well, Pickett to Pickens on the weekend, I think that's going to work out. I think that's going to be a big combination for the Steelers for the future. But anyway.
I think either way, they should stick to Pickens.
Yeah, man. Let's go to the phone lines. This might be Mystery Dolphin calling in with his twist on it today. So there's nothing he can say that can hurt me because we are both 3-1. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Not in this band. This is Mystery Dolphin.
Hey, what's going on, man?
But I am a dolphin.
Yeah, I know you get all upset with me last week when I talk bad about your dolphins. Get all mad, all right with me.
No, see.
I ain't messing with you.
You need to stay even keel, Naughty. You just get too high and too low. After week one, you didn't want to watch football no more.
Listen, man, let me tell you why, okay? Let me tell you why. Based on the fact that I know Jerry just do fool with that organization. We had a bunch of draft picks. Some of them was untested. Some of them was unproven. There was a lot to ask for. Now, a month later, I seen those. Obviously, they made some good picks with those drafts. Tyler Smith is the real deal. He's holding it down. They made some good moves signing Jason Peters to shore up the line. So here we are. I'm having fun with it because we played some weak competition. We still got a long way to go.
That's the point I wanted to make. You just a long season.
Now,
you almost remind me of these Cowboys fans with Stephen A. Smith talking about.
No, and don't never put me in there because I've been a Cowboy fan longer than Stephen A. been doing what he doing. When he was writing the beat for that little paper in Philadelphia and then in Chicago, I've been watching the Cowboys, man. I've been going through sufferation. Through 1-15.
So, I didn't say how long he was a Cowboy fan.
No, but hear me. So allow my
fans be talking about.
No,
that's what I
say. I'm trying to explain to you my frustration.
Okay.
When you see what we were in the 90s with Jimmy Johnson there and Jerry We could have been the Patriots before the Patriots if Jerry didn't mess that up. And Jerry has a knack of making money whether we win or whether we lose. So when Dak Prescott went down early in the year, you know what I went into? Here go Jerry in Jerry sell mode. He gonna go ahead and sell a bill of goods, and Jerry's a good salesman. You know what I mean? He gets you to believe it. I just didn't feel like going through it again. I started to look at reality and say, look, no, we should have spent money on a backup, a proper backup quarterback, because at the time, Cooper Rush was still unproven. Has he improved now? Is he a viable option? Yeah, as a backup? Yeah. We didn't know that week one.
Now you do.
Now I do. Go ahead. Who's got that radio playing in the back? Who's got that going on in the back making that feedback noise?
That ain't me.
Purdy, turn that down. Well, what's that?
What I got on?
That sounds like a phone ringing.
Yeah, somebody phone ringing or whatever, chime
in. Naughty.
Go ahead, brother.
I just want to correct you. You said Dallas 3-1, Miami 3-1, we're in the same place. That is incorrect, sir.
Why?
We are 3-1, but Miami Dolphins are leading our division. In the other division, the Eagles leading our division.
You see, hold on, stop. Hold on, stop. But you want to talk about me being one of them Cowboy fans that Stephen A. just talked about.
But I lead my division, am I not?
Listen, semantics, have that division lead.
Well, don't say we're in the same place, we're not.
Okay,
season,
right.
Season ended, are you playing wild card?
Okay. That's fine. I definitely understand why you all would say that. Because unlike the Cowboys now, and let me finish this now, y'all have a predicament with your backup quarterback. Y'all don't know if Skitty Bridgewater going to carry y'all. I done heard a bunch of y'all popping off. Let's get to Thompson. I think Thompson is the guy you should have a look at.
I prefer the Thompson kid.
Huh?
I'm popping off saying that. I want you to know one thing. Understand this. We have a better opportunity in the next two games that we're playing than you have than you're playing. And you're anxious to bring Dak back. You better hope when Dak come back, he don't skip a beat. Because right away, if you play bad, pull duck, and you'll have yourself a real quarterback on the
Listen, anyway,
we get off to the jet.
You getting all off. You Earl the Pearl. Let me tell you something. Mind the Jets don't punch your square in the mouth when they play y'all next.
You hoping for that? That's what you hoping for.
No, I'm telling you right now. They got some weapons on that side, man. They're a division team.
I don't normally count them before they happen. But I count that one, buddy.
You count that one, eh?
Yeah, man. Right. Jeff, I refuse to believe the Jets can beat the Dolphins.
You know what I find amazing? A lot of y'all were saying the Dolphins signed Teddy Bridgewater because, you know, Tua Inga can cut it. They can get cut, and he can take over.
Hold on. I never said that, Pearly. Okay.
Can I call your name? No. Why are you getting so defensive?
Because you said a lot of yours. I want to distance myself from that.
You know when you throw a rock in a crowd, the one who shout out. But anyway,
No, I'm just distancing myself from that statement because I would have never made a statement like that.
Now that Teddy's starting, or Scary Ted Water, and all these kind of names, you're trying to call him now, and you're putting this doubt. He's capable quarterback. He started 15 games last year, 15 the year before that. He's a capable quarterback, and he's capable to hold on to his back. Simple. We can walk through the Jets to send a strong message to the rest of y'all. We will be 4-1 while you and your thing, the Rams, will eat y'all for lunch and y'all be 3-6.
Earl, let me tell the two of y'all something. The Cowboys could be 7-1 going into the break.
What?
Yeah.
What y'all say with the studio?
Watch it now. They could beat the Rams. No, let me finish. Let me finish. Let me finish.
You call it Jerry the seller?
All right. Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it. I'll take that as a compliment, Darvin. I'm good at that. I'm mad at you. Listen, winnable game next week against the Rams.
Winnable game in which lifetime?
Earl. Stop. Stop. I refuse from this moment on for you to have a condescending tone pertaining to the Cowboys for one reason. We got a way better defense than the crappy Dolphins. We got one of the best defenses in the league. And whether y'all admit it or not, that defense is playing. So we will be in games. I don't care what none of y'all say. The defense is legit.
Okay?
Second thing, we run the football. Earl, let me finish. Earl, I ain't Peter. I'll tell you about your bungie for cutting me off and apologize to you tomorrow. So let me finish. We run the football. That's number two. And we got all our receivers back now, and we're getting Dak back. So, yes, it's a winnable game against the Rams. The Eagles is a division game. We punched that same squad in the face last year twice. We'll do it again. All right? That puts us at 5-1. And then we got the Bears, and we got the Lions, and then we got the bye. Dallas is legit looking at 7-1 by the break.
Wow. Not even felt bad counting the one win against the Jets next week. But you done going up four.
If you could do it, because Cowboy fans, we will check and re-raise you Dolphin fans every day of the week. You forget, I proved last week on the show, it takes two of your Dolphin fans to gang up on me, one Cowboy. So every one Cowboy fan equals two Dolphin fans. That's how bad we are.
No, because we love our team more.
Y'all need help. Y'all are traveling packs. Thanks, man. But listen. I appreciate you calling. Let me hear from you all football season long, because I know who this is. You always got good stuff, man. Chime on in, all right?
Yeah, man. Respect.
All right. Bless. Now, Purdy, back to you. Y'all Dolphin fans really need to put some respect on that Cowboy defense, okay?
Ain't nobody listening. You had a great defense against the Washington Commanders. You had a great defense against the New York Giants.
And then against the Cincinnati Bengals, what happened?
Which everybody else was doing except us.
And then, you know, we lost it. We lost to Tampa Bay, but we only let them have 19 points.
Everybody has shut the Bengals' offense down for the season, even though they beat
except
it,
for your
offense was shut down.
Except for your.
How much they score?
But I thought you had a serviceable great quarterback in Teddy Bridgewater who could have won that game.
I'm not. Listen, he came up the bench, didn't practice with the team. Anything could happen. You know that. You see, you just so happy and gloating because you know. You think all of a sudden you're on the team because this guy had a couple of games against some dud teams?
Pearly.
Against some dud teams?
Pearly.
Start playing real teams coming
Pearly.
This week.
Pearly. Pearly.
After this week, we'll talk.
Pearly, let me tell you something.
I couldn't cut you off now. You cut me off.
No, sorry. But I want to make a point, though. You know, you just stop bragging on Baltimore like you all did something special. You see what Buffalo did today? Anybody could get Baltimore go up 20-3. If you go up, if Baltimore goes up 20-3 on you, that means you're going to win the game.
I see what Buffalo did to them, but you see what he did to Buffalo. Okay, I rest my case.
Okay, can we talk about Tua Gate, please? And I think if there's anybody who I think can explain it, who has followed it from the break, is you. And I tip my hat to you on that.
I listen to what my good friends, my Pittsburgh Steelers fan, Elizabeth Penalist, and other people say. Listen to what a lot of social media has done to make this thing. I'm not saying that he did not have a concussion in the Buffalo game. I don't know that. I'm not saying he what happened. You don't know that. All I'm telling the people is, it looks like that, but none of us are doctors. Obi and Peter, I'm so sure that the whole CAFL say that. None of y'all is doctors. None of y'all examine the man to say. Let me finish this. None of y'all examine. You fired the doctor for mistakes. But the investigation is still going on. The Players Association came and said, the investigation is still going on. All right. They talked about some other things, but we still come to the conclusion on what happened.
All right. Let me ask you this, though.
We, social media, who watching it with our bare eyes, we who is bankers, lawyers, whatever we are now doctors.
So let me ask you this, Earl. Is there truth to the rumor flying on social media? I've been made to understand it's fake news, but there were reports circulating early out of Miami that the Dolphins had fired their lead team doctor, Malachi Love Robinson. And this was from the Miami Dolphin Twitter account and everything, but apparently it's been deemed fake news.
The independent doctor that the NFL appoints that they was fired. The doctor, the Miami Dolphins lead doctor was not fired. He's their lead doctor.
No,
had nothing to do with it.
Listen, and I want to make it abundantly clear. The NFL Players Association fired the independent consultant doctor. They were the ones who intervened and fired him because they said Tua should have not been back in the game. But that came from the NFL Players Association. That didn't come from the league. That didn't come from the Dolphins. But now today, and they muddy in the waters, putting out the Dr. Malachi Love Robinson, who looked like Gabrielle Union might be his stylist. But nonetheless, they said they fired him. He hasn't been fired. But again, there's always coming out of Dolphin headquarters some sort of controversy. What was it that sparked all of this, Earl? Was it a back injury? Was it a concussion? He went back in and sold out against Buffalo, like laid it all on the line, and come on a short week, got concussed again. Is it two back-to-back concussions, or was it a legit back injury that had Tua looking?
We do not know for sure. It was the official word is that he had a back injury. That's the official word. The rumor coming out on social media and others, and our experts like Peter and Obi and others are standing saying, you never played football, Earl. You don't know what a concussion is. You never played football. I saw this and it looked, I know he had a, you don't know that you're not a doctor. So you have to wait for the final report to come out. No matter what comes out, he's already, everything has already been destroyed. The doctor's reputation has been destroyed. But we keep saying an investigation is being going on. Why are we coming to conclusions? Let's wait to see what happens.
So it's still more controversy out of Dolphin headquarters.
There's controversy being spewed within the media, controversy being spewed within social media. In Dolphin camp, they know exactly what's going on and they're dealing with what they're dealing with. They ain't got the controversy coming. The people who speculate and saying they're so sure that they know. Then you ain't never pick up a medical book in your life.
So where is Tua at today? Because admittedly, Earl, you have to admit, Pearly, when it first went down, he was punch drunk. He looked like he was concussed. Can you at least say that walking off the field disoriented? I'm talking against the Buffalo Bills now.
It looked like.
I'm not talking about the other game. I'm talking about the Bills.
Yeah, it looked like. But also there are doctors that said, based on the type of injury, he would have lost control of his extremities.
Ah, so if it was a back injury now, he had motor issues.
It looks like. Anybody who see it can say it looks like, yes. But we're none of us are doctors. All my argument is all about, you know.
So
I'm not disputing what it looks like. I'm not disputing what it probably was or could have been. I'm not disputing any of that. All I'm saying is there's an investigation going on. Allow that to finish and let's see what they say from there. Then we can have the kind of debates we want to have.
Instead
of all this speculation and all this Twitter doctoring and armchair doctors who have never been in medical school, who's probably scared of blood.
All right, real quick. So you're rolling with Teddy Bridgewater for the next, three weeks?
Besides Sinnett as the third string.
Who you signed as the third string?
Sinnett. I think he was with us before Sinnett.
Yeah. All right, so we got to play it out. We'll talk more on it tomorrow because we got to take the break because we got overreaction Monday coming up on the flip side of the break with Rich Eisen. But you got anything to keep an eye on tonight, Pearly, on sports too, outside of the Rams and the 49ers? I like the Rams to win that one too.
Just don't forget it's the last couple of days of baseball. The season ends on Wednesday, Thursday.
And then the playoffs, buddy. Then the playoffs.
Baseball time. This is what we look at. This is football. This is the fall classic.
This is where the sheep and the goats get separated, for real.
They separate the champions from contenders and the men from the boys.
All right, so we will.
The Dodgers from the rest.
We will get to the break, and then on the flip side of the break, it'll be Rich Eisen, our good friend here at Talking Head Sports. On the flip side of the break with Overreaction Monday. All right, for Pearly for chiming in and everybody who called in, and my guest from Abaco today, great stuff, way to kick it off this week. Quick break. On the flip side of the break, we got Rich Eisen coming up with Overreaction Monday. Have a great Monday, Bahamas. If you can't be good at it. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
What makes KFC sandwich experts? Every bite. All the experience, not taking shortcuts, doing everything the right way, all combined in a sandwich so that the first bite of a KFC chicken sandwich will never be the last. The Kentucky Deluxe Chicken Sandwich features a triple breaded 100% white meat chicken breast, premium mayo, pickles, lettuce, tomato, and cheese on a buttery brioche bun. All our chicken expertise in a sandwich. the Kentucky Deluxe Chicken Sandwich, only at KFC Nassau.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy's Pension Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan, from the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Hey guys, what's happening? TJ, congrats, your team, and Cooper Rush should be the starter until he plays poorly in a loss.
TJ, you want to handle that one?
Hey, you know, at this point, Brother Brock, I'm for best man up. And if Cooper Rush is the best man for the job, then keep the job. I don't believe he is better than Dak. I just want to win football games. I don't care.
I will say this.
Nice.
I will say this. Don't rush it.
Don't rush. Oh. Slow time.
And we trust.
By that I mean, don't rush Dak. What's the rush?
Yeah, what is the rush? He's 3-0.
I would play him here in Los Angeles.
Oh, Cooper Rush should 1,000% start this game.
Because
look it up.
How many hands has Aaron Donald's helmet caused to blow up in his career? Drew Brees will be throwing hand
Drew
on that
Brees
one.
Was one.
I don't know if that's a quantifiable stat.
I don't know if you can look it up, yeah. But I would take Dak's hand and keep it as far away from Aaron Donald's helmet as possible. Because Aaron Donald's helmet has created so much havoc. I don't mean like a Bengals practice havoc. I follow through. Because he's right in the quarterback's face all the time.
He's in the kitchen all day.
Don't rush it. Yeah. So I'll call that an overreaction. I'll say, what's the big deal? Keep going. Certainly this week against the Rams.
Yeah. I mean, wait till he loses.
Gallup's back. He's throwing a Gallup. Hey, man.
Good situation to be.
Great Schultz problem to have. Okay. Great problem to have.
What's next?
It's staying in that NFC East. I think they're going to get three playoff teams.
The
G-Man.
That's an overreaction right now. It's
There's
so
only
tough.
Two losses on the board there.
I know. You got 4-0, 3-1, and 3-1.
How about them apples?
Yeah, man.
He's got to be an overreaction.
Run down the other divisions. Where are the playoff teams coming from?
I think there's one going to come from the north, potentially two, another one from the north, another one from the west.
And then one from the east.
I think one, one, and one.
This is Guardian 96.9 FM, Nashville.